Hey, everybody, my name is Brooklyn, Broccoli.
The unsung hero. Behind Michael Jackson's Bad, the John Barnes story. Michael Jackson's iconic album Bad is a testament to his musical genius and artistic evolution. While the King of Pop rightfully receives immense credit for his groundbreaking work, there exists an unsung hero behind the scenes whose influence was instrumental in shaping the album's sound, John Barnes. John Barnes, the creative force. Behind Bad. John Barnes, often overlooked and underappreciated, played a significant role in crafting the majority of songs for Michael Jackson's Bad album. His musical talents and unique sound caught Jackson's attention during the Victory album sessions, leading to a successful collaboration that would leave a lasting impact on music history. Barnes's collaboration with Jackson, especially on tracks like Buffalo Bill and Liberian Girl, exemplified a creative bond that transcended traditional producer-artist relationships. Michael Jackson's quest for artistic freedom and the assembly of a dedicated team. Following the unprecedented success of Thriller, Michael Jackson made a pivotal decision to part ways with longtime collaborator Quincy Jones. This move was driven by Jackson's desire to explore new artistic directions and to have more creative control over his music. Jackson's thirst for artistic freedom led him to assemble a dedicated team, with John Barnes at its core, to work on his new material and guide his musical vision towards uncharted territories. The collaborative dynamic between Jackson and his team emphasized trust, creative freedom, and the pursuit of innovative sounds. Creative conflicts, the Havenhurst versus Westlake production styles. During the production of the Bad album, tensions arose between the Havenhurst team, which included John Barnes and Bill Bottrell, and Quincy Jones' Westlake team. The clash of production styles highlighted the differing approaches to crafting music, with Quincy Jones opting to re-record parts of the Havenhurst tracks. This decision led to creative conflicts and concerns over the originality and impact of the music, as the Havenhurst team's contributions were essential to the album's overall sound and direction. The conflict between the two production teams underscored the challenges of balancing creative autonomy with collaborative efforts in the music industry. The legacy of John Barnes in Michael Jackson's music. The legacy of John Barnes in Michael Jackson's music extends far beyond the Bad album. Barnes' innovative sounds and production style left an indelible mark on Jackson's discography, influencing not only the sound of individual tracks, but also the broader direction of Jackson's musical evolution. Despite the creative conflicts and challenges faced during the Bad album's creation, the contributions of John Barnes serve as a testament to the unsung heroes who shape and define the music industry behind the scenes. In conclusion, the story of John Barnes is a reminder of the intricate collaborations and creative processes that lie at the heart of iconic albums like Michael Jackson's Bad. While the spotlight often shines on the headline acts, it is crucial to acknowledge and celebrate the unsung heroes like Barnes, whose talents and dedication pave the way for groundbreaking musical achievements.